tonight on BBC One at 10:35. He may not be here this morning, but Stephen Nolan is back on your television screens with that story of a lifetime. Coronation Street actor Charlie Lawson takes centre stage this week. He talks openly about his life from being the victim of domestic abuse to his fall from grace when he was dropped by one of the biggest soaps in the UK. Well, we go right back to his time in school when Charlie admits he was a bully.
To my deepest shame, I bullied. You know, I bullied a young fella.
Why? What did you do?
And we made his life thoroughly unpleasant for him, so much so that he left. I've always thought about that. And if there was one of the things I regret about my life is that I've never had the opportunity to apologise to that young man.
And what would you say to him?
Well, if he's out there and he knows who he is, I hope to God I have the opportunity. But I would say, Roddy, I'm very, very sorry for doing what I did to you in those days. If I ever had the opportunity, I would shake his hand and ask him to forgive me.
Well, that's just one part of Charlie Lawson's story of a lifetime. He's been speaking to Stephen. I'm delighted that Stephen has managed to keep himself awake, probably somewhere in the middle of a Las Vegas casino. Stephen, how are you?
Tell you what, you couldn't sleep during all that poultice discussion.
Oh, fantastic. You're missing it, aren't you?
I'm listening to it very, very carefully from over here.
We did one of your favourite topics yesterday, sickies.
Listen, Charlie Lawson, it was a real pleasure actually to spend some time with him, because you know, when you're watching someone on the telly and you form a view of him, and this kind of hard man, he's actually a really decent guy, but beyond the decent guy stuff, he was so open, incredibly open. And when we were, it was actually Campbell, it was old school, and he was up there. And here's a guy who is still haunted by the memories of having bullied someone when he was at that school, and now he wants to find the guy and say sorry. And for someone of Charlie's profile to actually say that in front of a TV camera is pretty special. And for me also, Joel, during this film, this was a guy that, you know, he brought us over to his world over in England, and he's standing, and he runs a really successful farm shop now. And you get to see a side to him that many of us maybe won't have thought about before, with, you know, big Jim McDonald, so it is, from Coronation Street. Delighted, of course, that he's back in the quarry. And then this extraordinary moment in the film, there was me just getting to know him. And it was his second wife, Leslie, who he started talking to me about. And she was addicted to painkillers and alcohol, Joel. And that contributed. All of a sudden, here was Charlie telling me that it actually contributed to his second wife, Leslie, being violent towards him. Have a listen to this.
She was addicted to prescription drugs, and she was becoming a chronic alcoholic, and she was becoming violent, and the situation got so bad that I had to leave. She was the love of my life, and always has been. I'd be barricaded downstairs, and she would drink all through the day, and then wake up at night, and that would be it, you know. And there'd be police and all sorts of carry on.
Was she violent towards you?
Yes, yeah, very much so, yeah. And you know,
what's that like? The woman that loves you being violent towards you? Was she hitting you?
Yeah. There was plenty of that, and lots of verbal, but verbal you can sort of respond to. But I'd never hit her or anything like that. But I'd come close. Leslie and I never finished. We didn't fall out of love. You know, it was a decision that I took. I often think I should have tried to stay and help, but I didn't.
Powerful stuff, Stephen. 10:35 tonight?
Yeah, 10:35, BBC One. Can I just say, I cannot believe that I'm being squeezed on my own show.
Stephen, as the man that normally presents this programme, I normally say, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to cut you off, going to have to leave you there. It's 10 o'clock, it's time for the news.